to build the 2 million gallon water tank at their property at the Dewey Halley Drive. With me tonight is Paul Cabral from CDM Smith, who's the project engineer, as well as two representatives from Veolia, in order to answer any questions that may arise based on tonight's presentation. As the board may recall, at the last meeting, we were given a little homework. Specifically, the board required us or asked us to present a screening plan for the screening that would be around the tank, as well as whether or not we could reach out to our vendor in terms of the tank and see if we could lower the tank and get it to the size and the height as the current existing tank. We believe that those issues have been addressed, and rather than hear it from me, we can hear it from our project engineer, and hopefully the board will see fit to issue a negative declaration after this, as well as refer the variances that will be needed to the Zoning Board of Appeals. And with that, I'll give you Paul Cabral from CDS.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs.
Hey, good evening, Mayor, members of the board. So as you can see on the board over there, this is another copy for the ones that you would have received in the mail. So what we have done since the last meeting, the first thing, is we spoke to all the storage tank vendors, manufacturers, about the tank height. And they have confirmed that the tank height, they have the ability to make sure the tank height on the roof does not exceed the existing one. That's what we're proposing to do. In addition, there was questions about providing additional screening. As you can see, we engage our landscape architects to provide us more screening along the southern part of the storage tank site. And those are the landscape architect selected a variety of American holly, red cedar, eastern white pines. So to give a variety of heights and different characters to kind of blend in with what's native in the area, and also deer resistant, things like that, so that they'll stay healthy for as long as they
can. So I'm sure everybody has some questions. Just the first one, do you have information, first of all, I know you're not an arborist, but as far as you know, these are all evergreens?
They are all, yes, they're all evergreens.
And as far as, I know you said southern part, can you elaborate on the the sizes and more specifically the height?
So they're going to be put in about 6 foot.
Just died?
No. Alright, sorry. So the three varieties that we have, as I walk up, okay. So you'll see the first variety is the American holly, and that's about it's going to be a 6 foot tall when it gets planted. It will stay between about 20 and 30 feet tall when it gets to maturity. It should be growing about 2 feet, 1 to 2 feet per year. The eastern red cedar, that's going to be the next level up, and that will take about 40 to 60 feet, and that should grow between 2 feet per year. And then the last one are the eastern white pines.
Sorry. No, it's not your fault.
Did you try this mic? Does this one
bar,
work?
So I think that's why it keeps.
Does this one work?
This one's doing the same thing. They both had plenty of battery before we started, but now it went down to one.
It's just my luck.
But we hear you.
I mean, I can talk.
We hear you.
If you need me to.
Does this one work?
Yeah.
So give it to him. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, and the final one is the eastern white pine, which is relatively native to the area, and that will actually get quite tall. That should be 60 plus feet tall by the time it matures, and that will grow about 18 inches per year for a little while, and then it'll start progressing as it gets to about 5 years, and then start going about 3 feet per year per foot. But as you know, some of these can get quite tall, depending on how long you let it grow for. But the intent is to be, between the 20 and 40, 40 to 60, 60 plus, to get a blend along the area to kind of help mitigate or, screen the areas in which we think are the most visible for the tank right now.
So basically the new trees are even going to cover the current tank, which
correct.
The residents who
yep.
live behind were seeing it now potentially.
Correct.
Now they won't even see it.
Correct, because you know, we had to do, there wasn't much clearing here, but we decided to put it back just to give us additional screening, because when you look at the view from Valley.
Yes, those yeah. were the residents
right.
who had the main concern.
So as you can see, a lot of the trees that are there are deciduous trees, so they were losing the leaves. And as you see, they were quite tall, so you can kind of see through them. So the goal was to get a good amount of screening, both in the different, you know, heights, and also because they're all evergreens, deer resistant, and they'll stay hopefully nice and big, and we'll have.
Okay, we're good.
We're good. We're good.
No luck today.
Okay. It's all right. It's
yeah, yeah.
No, we have plenty of charge before, but it seems to be once a little too and once a
turn. Same thing happened to me when I was on the power.
Paul, so this get more. I'm sure it's going to be different vendors. So will this? And I'm sure it's going to be different. Different processes as far as finding the vendors. But will the issue commence at the same time? In other words, while this is being built. And I believe your colleague mentioned last month mm-hmm. that he's expecting several months. Will that be done at the same time, basically being done first? And
you mean the screening?
The screening.
No, the screening will be towards the end because we want to make sure there's enough room for the construction to complete and then have it be done at the end.
Okay. As the mayor just pointed out,
yep.
the ones that you're behind by the new tank, I understand why you want to do it at the end.
Yep.
The right. question is the current tank. It's not going to work. The current tank, yeah. where the current tank, where you start the first tree by the current
yeah,
tank.
Yeah.
That what I think the mayor is asking is also those first 7, 8, 10 trees, mm-hmm. are those possible to be planted sooner as once you get the permit on the site instead of waiting till the end? Or you want to wait them, you guys want to do it all together?
Yeah, we'd want to wait to do it all together. And also because the reason why we need to have lay down area.
Oh, you still need, okay, I got it.
So
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
The construction, they'll have lay down areas in various spots. So
got it.
Wanted, and that's why we'll do it all
yeah,
at the
so
end. When
be, but anyways, I think it's a planning board who's going to be
yeah.
final on yep. the site of the trees. We just had a concern regarding
the
screening and the height from the neighbors, so that's why we asked them to come back to us.
And Paul, when is the bid coming out?
By the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to obviously get through all the permitting.
Yeah, they can't. Elon, they can't go on the bid if they don't have the permit.
So the project has been with the Department of Health. They have preliminarily reviewed it and are in favor of the project. Right? There were just a few minor comments that needed to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And once we get through local planning and get our permits, then we can go out.
I think you also need once if we do declare the intent, it's, I think Mr. Nugent, it's going to have to go out to GML. No,
it's going to GML anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to
right.
GML.
On that note, if you can, we might need to resubmit just that page for the GML review because mm-hmm. it should have been the county, a state park. You got Harriman State Park right on the other side of
Call Hollow.
So that should have been checked. So I would suggest maybe just send in that page by itself, you know, for the GML review and check off that state park within 500 feet. But that's not going to hold up the review. We can send it over to the county, you know, in the meantime for the GML review. And I think you had already the county highway and you had the, what was the other thing, the village boundary. So I think you already have those two covered.
Other questions?
Did he speak about the height?
No,
I
not yet.
It.
Oh,
no, yeah, we started
we
with the screen.
Yes. That was the first thing. That was
I missed
the first
it. So
yes, but yes.
The first thing we did is there was a concern over the tank height. So we went back to the manufacturers that were looking at for the tank, and they all confirmed that they can do something to reduce the height. Now it's to reduce the height and to get it no higher than the existing tank.
Now the existing tank is even the new height that you're going to be able to build, it's still going to need a variance, I believe, no?
Correct. Yeah, it's still 35 feet, so it'll be over.
So it'll be over the 30, but it's going to be the same height
same,
of the current tank, so,
height.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it all depends on how the three different manufacturers do it slightly different.
No, but as long as we can keep it to the same height, so it's not like we have one higher one and...
Mr. Greenwald, is Greenwald any questions? Anything?
No.
Okay. So at this point, the public hearing is still open, so if there's any other comments, this would be the time.
Residents?
Those trees...
You have to please
just come up.
State your name and address.
Bob Stratman, 3 Bellevue Court, Vermont.
Have a cut.
I just want to know if those screen, the trees are going to actually cover those tanks completely. Are we going to see them at all, or is it really going to screen them out completely?
Okay. So, any other question? One second. Let's just collect everything together so we can have everything in an orderly way and not miss anything. Anything? Any other questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please.
So, on the plan that we're submitting,
name, address,
Mike doesn't want. On the plans that were submitted, there's lots of things that are considered, like environmental and things like that. One of the things that wasn't mentioned or looked into was really the potential eyesore that's created, which would then translate into a direct reduction in property value surrounding this tank. So I reached out to two different firms that would be able to give us some kind of idea of what that would look like based on the drawings, and also what potential reduction in real estate value, and it's not just our houses on Valley View, but there's actually a bunch of vacant properties that somebody bought to develop, which will be impacted much more substantially by the new tank because it's right up against three of their properties. So, being that that wasn't considered, I would appreciate if we wouldn't be rushing and we would allow for that process to go through so we can see what kind of losses in property value would be impacted. And, you know, when you look at the reasons why they picked this spot, at least the ones that they write, all seem to come down to convenience, which I guess translates into monetary value. You know, there's already plumbing, there's already this and that, which makes sense, but only to a certain point. So, for example, if the savings for the water company is $1 million, let's say, so that's real. But if the damage is several times that, well, as reasonable people, that doesn't seem fair that one entity, a neighbor, the water company, is saving money while causing damage to other neighbors. That wouldn't seem fair. So I would like this to be considered. I would like to ask that we do not rush to move this along in terms of anything before we have all the information and know what the impact of this project would be, including potential damage. Although it is nice that you figured out a way to lower it, that is obviously reduces the problem, but if you go drive by any day and look at what's there now, you will notice, as a resident mentioned last week, it looks like a large spaceship in his backyard. So, there are likely many other places that were considered. I think you mentioned in the report 5 or 6, and this likely is in the water company's best interest financially, and we should take into consideration the neighborhood's finances as well. Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, so
the one's closed.
I would like to make a motion to close. No.
We have to wait for the other one. No, that's for notice of intent, but we have to wait for the GML review.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'll make a motion to continue the public hearing for the
purpose of
purpose. No, I'll make a motion to continue the public hearing of the Viola project at 83 Halley Drive to our upcoming meeting on September 11th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can you please just... maybe we'll address the...
One second.
Mr. Fix, can you just address...
Can I make this motion first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Of course.
I would like to also make a motion, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees hereby authorizes issuance of a notice of intent to be lead agency to be sent to the Village Planning Board and the Village Zoning Board. Be it further resolved that the application shall be sent to the Rockland County Planning Department for GML... number 239 review. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Chair's Deputy Lasker and seconded by Trustee Greenberg. Thank you.
Was there any comment?
Yes, Mr. Fix, can you just discuss the issue of the trees? Yeah.
So just really quick, I'm going to have Raymond from Veolia come and address some of the comments. I will say this though, in terms of these comments as to lowering or affecting property values, one, that's in the abstract. We don't know anything about that. And number two, the existing tank has already been there. It's been there for 30 years or so. So I can't comment further on that except to say that anyone who has built to move to that area or has a house around that area moved with the tank already being there.
You made a mistake. 60 years.
60 years. So double what I said. All right.
So I guess the mic's not working, right? That's good.
We can
hear
you.
That's good for me. I was here at the last meeting. It was the first time that I was introduced to this project, and I heard what was said. I did speak with the tank vendors myself just to make sure that we could do what we said we were going to do. And I also used this as an opportunity to learn, I'll say, more about the process. Right? Typically, my responsibility is to paint and rehab the old tanks, right? And that's why I was here last time, or I was asked to come. One of the things that is not said in the reports is that we did look at other sites. I mean, that is said, right? But what we don't say is that, Veolia, being a publicly regulated utility, there are rules and regulations that we have to follow. And those rules and regulations are outlined in the TEF. In this particular case, the tank site is chosen not only for the reasons that are in writing, but also because we need to demonstrate to the regulators that we are using the residents' money in a good kind of way, right? We can't just say, oh yeah, we're going to go out and we're going to spend X amount of money to buy a piece of land when we already have a piece of land. And not only do we have a piece of land, but we have a piece of land that is, in many ways, ideal. The piping is there. There's part of the pump station there. The old tank is there. So there's a lot more that goes into this besides, I'll say, what's in that report. And I think many times, residents, they don't understand that we have to answer to people, right? We just don't go out there and do whatever Veolia wants. We can't do it. We have to answer to the regulators. We have to answer to the Department of Health. We have to answer to the residents as a whole, the population that we are that we're serving. And all of that goes into making a decision when it comes to any capital project, not just a tank. And sometimes that's overlooked. So that's about all I have to say.
Mr. Mayor, if I may
one
add.
Second. There was a question concerning the trees that. So if someone just can discuss the issue of the trees, what will be the effect of the screening and how much will it cover?
Didn't they say it's going to be like 30 to 40 feet?
Yeah, they did, but let's just.
Yeah, the question was about how effective the coverage is going to be on screening. Okay, so I went to my expert, our landscape architect group in Boston, and they selected these trees. Now, can I say every centimeter is going to be covered, whether you won't be able to see it at all? I can't tell you. But the intent is to make sure that it is, A, better than it is today, because as you know, there's no
screening now.
Screening's right there now. So I think we've tried to not only mitigate the impacts, we've tried to also improve upon the impacts in reason, because we have to be, again, with the Public Service Commission, be very careful on those type of statements. So the goal is to conceal to the best of our landscape architect's opinion about what can be done to screen everything. Eventually, as it grows out, the goal is for people to not see the tank as much as they do today. And that's our goal.
I think right now we, thank you. Yeah. I think right now we basically moved the public hearing just because we need the GML report back, Mr. Brian?
Yeah, they have 30 days. I don't know, you know, if you guys want to reach out to them, and our next meeting is September 11th. So obviously it's kind of a short window, but then again, this is not, you know, big housing development that they're reviewing. So it's not a significant review. And then,
if they respond to us before, then that can be used. If it's not available, we're going to have to move the public hearing for the next meeting.
Yeah, so they have 30 days. Obviously, they could do it sooner if we have it. I think the responses on the notice of intent for lead agency from the planning and zoning could certainly come before September 11th as well. But if they're not, then we'd be in the October meeting.
But we did mention that we are at the intent that we want to be, and we're waiting for their letters, right?
Yeah, so we can get those sooner. You know, I don't expect the planning board or zoning board are going to express intent to be lead agency.
When we want to be it.
On their approvals.
I do want to add, Mr. Mayor, that I reached out to Mr. Steve Garavet, if I may. Steve, so it was you and me going back on emails. And I had some questions that, again, I was explained that certain things you cannot, you know, I had residents ask me, I want to see the master plan, I want to see different things, what made the decision, and I was given the understanding on certain things that is due to Homeland Security, certain things cannot be shared, but he was very, very helpful in explaining the need of this particular project for the area that it's servicing. And I just want to make it, you know, whatever I could share, I want to make sure we did our due diligence to clarify as much as possible to know how much important this tank is for the area, and especially because the old tank is way overdue and needs to be fixed, and it's the only way pretty much for Veolia, and based on the other information about the what they're dependent on the oversight committee, that they need to get through. So I just want to say we did reach out to Veolia via email, tried to get some more understanding. They gave us as much as possible understanding. And I think based on all that information and them coming back to the board with the tree mitigation, which was not something that was there till now, the tank is there before the village was created, before the entire mountain was built, you know, we should at least, you know, deal with the utility company as something that is very needed for the area, and therefore we will just continue the process. I'm not saying what's going to be the end of the process, but at least let the process continue, do its steps. We have a better understanding, planning board, zoning, if you need variances, the county, and I'm sure you guys are going to get back to us for the final approval for the special permit. So thank you for responding to the concerns that we did have.
Okay. With that in mind, I think we can move on. If there's nothing else for Brian
Thank
that
you.
We need?
No, not this
Okay,
point.
So in that case, we'll move on to item number 6, public hearing concerning Village Code regarding filming permit. Just to inform for the record, in the past few months, there has been interest by several companies that were interested in using areas in the village to conduct filming for different kinds of projects. Permits were issued, fees were paid, quite handsomely even. And with that in mind, because this might be something that will continue in the future, we wanted to do a due diligence and create a proper code that will deal with such a process. And Mr. Nugent was created a verbiage that was shared with you today. There's a copy in your packets.
It'll be available on the website. Also.
And of course, it will be on the website. If it's not already, it will be on the website tomorrow morning. So what I would like to do is just to schedule a public hearing to discuss this. First of all, before we do that, we have any questions about this? Okay. So,
Elam, there's a resolution.
I understand.
Okay.
Production companies.
Yeah, yeah. This is for, again, production companies that would like to
Why are they filming?
So if they would like to, for example, there was a production company that filmed in a certain part of the village, a certain location. We did permit that based on the current code, and we would like to make it a little bit more organized. To deal with some of the modern verbiage that's used in other villages in New York State.
Mr. Mayor, if I may add, if you're okay with that, Joel, our village is a beautiful village. There was a lot of interest in the last couple months of different companies that would like to shoot different things with the views that they have in this village. We looked at other villages. They have a code that deals with this matter. Pomona didn't have any code, and that is why we'd like to put it in code so we can be like other villages and allow, if somebody wants to, it's not on public property, on private property, if they want to film, they have to come to get a permit. We did have recently a shooting that happened on a film shooting on East Court by CoverGirl. So I'm saying there's different interest parties that have an interest in the village. So therefore, Mr. Nugent advised us to better adopt the law so we have all details covering the village from and approving it correctly.
So, and with that in mind, let me make the
Can
following.
I host
that? Now you have to ask the.
I'm not sure we can add that to the code. With that in mind, I'll move to make the following resolution. The above whereas clauses are incorporated therein, set forth in full. Section 2, the Village Board hereby sets a public hearing on September 11th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. to consider adoption of a local law regulating filming, video recording, or similar activity. Section 3, the Village Clerk is hereby directed to post and publish notice of such public hearing as required by law and as recommended by special counsel for the village. Section 4, the resolution shall be effective immediately.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0.
4-0.
4-0. One absent. Mr. Zaidel is now with us. Thank you. Okay.
By the way, Mr. Mayor, he called to apologize. He was planning on being here and he couldn't make it the last minute. So. Okay.
Well, we'll make two meetings next time, so we'll make up for it. Okay, let's move to item number 7, approval of Treasury report. Can someone please read?
Treasury report, page 2. Go ahead. Trustee
Arnold approved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $178,105.47 set forth on page 8 in the monthly abstract of July 25, 2023 through August 20, 2023. Estimate is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Payrolls of July 20, 2023, August 7, 2023, and August 25, 2023, as set forth in the payroll, the amounts are $11,871.18, $11,532.65, and $11,585.18. Respectively, are submitted by total subject individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Second by.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 4-0. 1 absent. Thank you, Trustee Greenwald. Item number 8, approval of minutes for Village Board meeting of July 24, 2023. By the way, the minutes you have, just I would say it's June. Let's disclose it to July 24th. Not a profit.
Is it
in
July?
It is July, yes.
It is July?
It is July, yes. Correct? Yeah, but
one second, yeah. Elon, is it the right?
It is July. Yes, it is July. All through is July.
Yeah, it was last meeting we
approved.
Correct. Yes,
yes. Correct. This is well. This is the.
So I'll make a motion to approve the July 24th, 2023 meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And again, so, I would like to thank Jenna for writing those minutes.
Yes.
Finally, we got minutes. Finally, we have track. It goes on the website right away. So thank you for all the hard work you put into this.
Jenna, again, we are all grateful. This is a major contribution. Thank you so much. G'day, Cultural Center Report, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir.
G'day, you need the mic?
It's there.
I can't hear you.
We have a great battery
today. I know. G'day, I can't hear you.
Hello, hello, testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Here we go, go ahead.
Testing. With a Lusker. Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me?
Say it again.
Mr. Joel, what do you
need too much.
Okay,
let's go. Hey, is this a piece of art?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Go ahead.
Maybe a little bit of an apple pie. Yes, okay. One day, who knows? Okay, what's up with that? It's a make to be sent in 2023, August 5th, and someone comes at the schedule for Saturday, August 5th. At 8 p.m. was canceled at the last minute due to a performer having COVID.
Did we get a refund?
We didn't pay them yet.
Okay.
So we just money. That's good. Yes, I feel bad because the rest happened to be the one musician from the village performer. And in the last minute thing, I couldn't find another replacement yesterday, and then he said, by the way, it's Mr. Louis.
Okay.
So we just canceled it. I said yes. Either way. The fall exhibition and title Awakening in the Expression is scheduled to open Sunday, September 17, 2023, with an open reception on Sunday, October 1st. From 4 to 7 p.m. The exhibition will include painting and sculpture by participating artists, Lisa Diamoco, Adapella Cross, and Charlotte McQueen. A live music performance will feature the duo Jeremy Ward, keyboard, and John Ragusa on Silver Flute. The gallery will be open for live attendance, and the event will be streamed live via YouTube. Like the first one will be shared. Thank you to Dalam as an actor for his assistance and expertise for the living streaming. Mr. Meyer and the board, I would like to explain this, what in general in life, we just don't know what we expect, what we don't expect. In this particular exhibition, including the artist Charlotte McQueen, and last weekend, she suddenly died.
Who? And the artist that was supposed to come.
Charlotte McQueen. She's only 40 years old. She was looking for
May she rest in peace.
She rests in peace now. And she was looking forward to exhibiting her work, to showing tribute to the community, Pomona, and
today you have to continue her legacy.
We have to continue her legacy. So I have back and forth to find another artist to replace, but including her work, I would say three pieces to in memory of her, and also bestow in honor to her legacy. So, but last minute. I put too many thoughts. I just don't.
It's a wonderful idea.
That's right. Always stop and doing the right thing. And I'm sorry.
No,
the Automantum performance is scheduled for Sunday, October 15th at 3 p.m. This is complimentary music performance by David Chairman Sambo. The performance is inspired by Balinese mythology and traditional Balinese gamelan music. The event is open for live attendees and will be streamed live via YouTube. Like refreshment will be served. The set of public play is scheduled for Sunday, October 22nd at 4 p.m. featuring Pomona resident Barbara Pollock as a puppeteer. The set of puppet is a time-honored tradition for many cultures, especially in Southeast Asian societies such as Bali and Java. It is an educational tool often described as cook, society's teacher. This is a great event for the entire family. The event is open for live attendees and will be streamed live via YouTube. Like refreshment will be served. The fall concert 2023 is scheduled for Saturday, November 4th at 4:30 p.m. Purpose budget for the event is $950. It's 100 for the performers and 150 for refreshment. I would like to vote to give an approval for the fall concert budget amount of
the day. So I'll make a motion to approve the November 4th concert, full concert at 7:30 p.m. for a total of $950, 800 for the performers, and 150 for refreshment. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good day. Now, whatever you wrote further, we read the report. What we're going to do is, we got your email and the pictures.
Yes.
And we have it on the agenda as an item. If you see, we added it under building and maintenance. So we'll discuss it by building and maintenance.
Okay.
We added specifically the cultural center this time.
Thank you. Good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. We'll discuss it then.
Okay.
You comment
today.
We'll discuss it today. Yeah. I'm going to read it. You don't have to read it, but we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
We put it in the agenda for you.
So,
Thank you, good day. Any new business? Yes, we have one thing. I would like to make a motion to resolve regarding requesting our village engineer to do a study. So, I would like to make be it resolved that the village board hereby authorizes village engineer Martin Spence to conduct traffic engineering review of Leyden Town Road in an amount not to exceed $2,000. Do I have a second on that?
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution passes 4. No objections. 1 absent. Thank you.
Thank you.
$2,000
up to $2,000.
I'll send you the resolution. Oh, okay. I'm sending it to you right now.
Up to $2,000. Yes.
Okay.
If there's no other new business. Let's go to anything as far as old business.
Question, what does the community have?
Anything as far as old business? Okay, there's nothing else. Let's move to billing and maintenance, specifically a discussion about cultural center maintenance. Yes, okay.
So, Gidey wrote, if I may explain, he wrote that he's been complaining again. No, he's right. He's been complaining to us a few months, and it's our fault. So we finally put it on the agenda. Hopefully we can get something moving. He said the two outdoor lights of the building are burnt out, which is something I thought, someone was able to do it, but we'll get someone special to do it. He writes about the poor condition about the paint. There's a lot of paint peeling and wood exposed to the element, and then the sidewalk in front of the center in some areas are broken. Regarding the paint, it's a project that will be, it's not a $1,000 project. The mayor called me after you sent the email and we had a conversation about it. The mayor really cares about your paint He also mentioned to me that the clerk told him about the paint of our building over here that's also peeling. So what we are aiming on and we hope is potentially being able to get a grant.
Yes.
And if we can get a grant or part of a grant that we already got to use towards this paint of cultural center and this building, we will definitely do it. So the paint I don't think will happen tomorrow because grants take time, right. But I think we have a grant in process. I want to see if we can convert some of it to be used for painting or fixing at least the, you know, the exterior part. Is there anything else? Is there anything else that bothers you in the building?
Well,
not the basement. I'm not talking about the basement.
Talking about just exterior.
Exterior, interior. I don't know. Tell us what else is it, because that's what you.
That's a bit the paneling, and then I think you need to the lights.
The lights we're gonna fix. That I'm gonna get an electrician because we need to fix a few other things.
And then I think the light, and then the fitting. That's
the what?
The what?
The front.
But what is it? Is it just this? Is it just this?
You mean this picture?
Is it just this piece of art?
Yes, that is art. Yeah. So that's why this is more.
How many are broken about?
It's one in the front, the door in front, and then it's going to meet the father through the.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I'm gonna ask a landscaper to go there, check it out, tell us what it would cost to fix those few. You should meet with G'day.
Murder?
No. Find a landscaper.
Oh, okay.
Not Chris. We'll get a landscaper. We'll get a landscaper to come and look at it and give us a quote of how much it would cost to fix just that section. I'll give him your. Jenna has your cell. She'll give me your. I'll give him her information. He'll give us a quote and then we'll make a decision. Hopefully by September 11th, we'll have the quote. We can approve it and then move forward. And I'll get him also to check. Tell him to fix the light bulbs.
Okay.
So again, so for
important because
of course, G'day, we don't want no accidents over there.
So again, the hope is the next few days you'll get a phone call and we can take care of it early next month. Okay.
Thank you, G'day.
Thank you.
Trustees, period. Trustee Greenwald, any questions, comments, announcements? Trustee Greenberg, anything?
Yeah, I was approached by one of the residents. I was wondering if somebody, if we can reach out to reach out to the town of Haverstraw. Apparently, like they're public parks. If you're not a resident of Haverstraw, they won't let you in.
No, they won't. The pool.
No, he said parks also. They checked their IDs. He was wondering, since Pomona is the only unique village that's incorporated under both towns, if it can be residents of all of Pomona.
The issue is, as far as I know, because we discussed, I had a discussion once with the supervisor, because someone else asked me the question, is the reason it belongs to the town residents, I know Pomona is in the middle, but the town residents of Ramapo pay their taxes to Ramapo. The town residents of Haverstraw pay their taxes to the town of Haverstraw. You know, I hear the point of our one village. Maybe I'll bring it up again to the supervisor. Which park in specific are you talking about?
He didn't.
Could you find out?
Yeah. Are you sure?
There is rules. No, but I know specifically it's not regular small playgrounds. It's the pool at the water.
I don't think it was a pool.
About
Go, yes. So that area, yes, if you're a resident, it's this cost. If you're a non-resident, it's a much higher cost. But again, if they, we can ask them if they want to give a waiver for the Pomona residents of the Ramapo side, but technically they're not Haverstraw residents.
Yeah,
you know?
I know that, I understand.
So that's what he told me last time, but I'll try to bring it up again. But find out for me, if you don't mind, which park it is.
Okay. Ramapo, by the way, closed there.
They closed the pool. No, not the Spook Rock, the other one.
The one on next Claremont.
In Chestnut Ridge. Chestnut Ridge.
That's the issue. That's why they closed. It was not used very.
It was used by most of people out of the state even.
Yeah. Okay. So any comments?
I want to go. I have something for executive.
Okay. Office period, Jenna. Or is yours?
Oh, 1 second before Jenna starts. It's for Jenna also. Okay. Jenna mentioned to me the draws in the village in her by her desk are broken or can be opened. We need to get someone, a handyman or a locksmith, the guy, just without breaking the whole thing, change it so she has access to it. Yeah, so
I'll make a motion to.
Is there, one second, is there something else besides that? Besides that issue?
You're putting her on the spot.
The grass.
Where?
The grass. She wants the grass to be cut.
Yeah. Where?
By the edge of the parking lot.
We're here?
Yeah.
Why is Meredith not doing it?
No, because I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it's Meredith.
Where is it?
No.
Is it his property?
Yeah,
I just want to know. I want to know if it's your property.
No, tomorrow morning, first day.
No, which side?
Because every time when I come up, it's usually a car coming, but you can't see it until you...
We're.
On left?
No, left, right next door. So, I don't want to mess up here.
No, one second. When you go out here, you can't see...
Yeah, when you're making a right, you can't tell the car is coming. You can look, but you're really guessing.
It's cut. You want to show us after the meeting?
Yeah.
Show us after the meeting.
Okay.
So if it's Joel said right away he'll take care of it.
And why don't you get somebody to look at the Pomona Culture Center lights? Look at the light outside here.
Yeah,
the light, yes, we'll get them both. Yeah, it is in one package.
Yeah, that light.
Let's get a price quote.
So I'll make a motion to authorize. Can we use the same person, by the way?
No, a teeny amount. We don't know the cost.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve up to $300 to fix the desk. And,
hopefully it'll be less.
Hopefully less of the village clerk.
Can I'll second that.
Second by Trustee Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So, Jenna, you can we have, I think we have a couple of people.
Jenna,
on the roster.
Did you get any quotes for the cleaning companies? Or did the lady come back?
I did get a number of them, but they're much higher.
Much higher, huh?
Said it had to be the
And did she come back?
She finally came back after over 2 weeks of me calling her. She apparently
and what was her
went
excuse?
On vacation, and then she wanted to double up when really all she does is take the trash out and vacuum for 2 minutes. You know, so this way she can get paid for the 2 weeks. I said, no, that's not the way we do things here. This week I actually called her before she came in on Wednesday, because she always comes when only Lou is here. And I told her, you haven't cleaned down here.
Yeah, it's part of the contract, once a month.
And she ignored me, and like 5 hours, like way after she left, she texted me saying that after the last time we spoke that she did it, when I know for a fact she hasn't.
Okay, so we'll have to, give me her number, I'll call her.
Thank you, Trustee Lasker.
I believe, Mendy, you give me the fever for the, which one was it?
I sent you the email already.
Oh, no, I mean the resolution.
I sent you the email. The resolution is on an email.
Also the notice, right?
The one that I know which one. You wanted me the note.
The one for the $2,000.
Yeah, I sent you the email. I sent you an email as I made the motion.
You did the,
I just now sent it to you.
You just have to sign the paper for the filming permit and the Grunwald for the treasurer.
No, that's
the papers you give me.
Yeah, the filming permit, that will be a notice, and that you'll put in the newspaper.
Okay.
Could you
send
it out tomorrow so we have enough time?
Yeah. Like these papers.
Yes.
Which one is
this? Sometimes you don't get that
thing. Which one?
You guys usually sign it, or do you want me to just fill out?
No, you don't need to fill those out. What, you need
what
to
the
do?
Motion?
No,
that's...
Yeah.
Brian, that one you fill it out based on the motion that we did now.
Okay.
You just fill it out, so you have a copy, yeah.
Usually, like,
we don't
give me for the treasury.
Yeah, the treasury report
sure.
We fill
just
it out. Okay.
Yes. You got it.
Seconded by Trustee Green.
Okay, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Wait a second, any legal issues?
To discuss legal.
Yeah, not publicly.
Not publicly, okay.
Legal issues, do I have a second?
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll make a motion to return to public hearing.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll make a motion to close the public meeting, public meeting for today. Can I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody.